The second type of tofel is not where it's the tofel is being eaten only because of the only because of the ikur, but rather your person enjoys the flavor of the tofel. He wants the tofel also, but he's eating it in a way where it makes it secondary to the ikur. So a few examples of that would be the example we gave. We spoke about a person would take cream cheese and he would spread the cream cheese on a cracker, put some margarine on something. Even though you like the flavor of the margarine, you put margarine on your potato, baked potato. You're eating it because you like the flavor of the butter or the margarine on the potato. So you want the flavor of it. But the reason why you're eating it together right now is because you want to be matim. You want to give a better flavor to get in the potato with this thing. So then the halacha is it's only considered a tofel if it's eaten together. Whereas as opposed to the first one, even though they're being eaten separately, we spoke about the person takes a piece of herring and it's very salty and he says, you know what, he has to eat something afterwards to remove the salty flavor afterwards. He's eating the bread separate from the herring. It's still considered a tofel because it has no function of its own, only to address the flavor of, address the eating of the herring. Here, which we're eating it, one is to help flavor the other, but you want the flavor of the second thing. It's only considered a tofel when you eat it together. And again, the bracha, we pointed out, the bracha which you say on the ikur counts for the tofel also. It's not that you're not making a bracha on the tofel, you're making a bracha on the tofel also. The bracha on the ikur counts for both. So now, here's an area which is a little bit confusing. I want to point out a point. So he said it has to be eaten together. What does it mean it has to be eaten together? Mishnah Berurah clearly says a case where you had a person had cereal and had milk. So he wants that milk, he wants that cereal, he likes the milk, he likes the cereal. He's eating cereal, so he makes a bracha on the cereal, it's a mazonos, and it covers the milk also. He finishes the bowl of cereal, and there's a little bit of milk left over. Can you drink that milk? The answer is yes. Do you need another bracha? The answer is no. You made a bracha on that milk. It was considered tofel to the cereal, and the mazonos that you made on the milk, on the cereal, covered the milk also. That the Mishnah Berurah says clearly in Siman Kuf Samach Ches. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Beis seems to say you have to eat it together. The Aruch HaShulchan seems, the way I understand based on the Aruch HaShulchan is like this. If a person would intentionally separate the two and eat one, he takes one out because he wants to, while in the middle of the eating, not it just happened to be left over at the end. Or not because it happened to come up on the spoon, one or without the other. But he intentionally separated them out. At that point in time, you need a second bracha. It has to be eaten together. Because now you're eating this specifically, not as a tofel to the other one. You intend to separate it out and eat it independently. So at that point in time, it needs its own bracha. If it came out, it just happened to come out, there's some left over at the end. Or it happens to come out right now on the spoon, I only got one or not the other. At that point in time, you do not need a separate bracha for the tofel, because the bracha of the ikur went on the tofel. So it maintains the status of a tofel as long as you treat it as a tofel. But if at some point in time you decide to make it its own independent achila, now it would need its own bracha, and the bracha you made on the ikur would not work for the tofel. So that's a point which there seems to be that, you know, I can't say everybody agrees with that understanding of it. That's my understanding of it based on the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. That's what should come out. One last point over here, mezoinus. We'll leave that for tomorrow. The test, the first part of the bracha's test.